My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, in John chapter 6, verse 1 to 15, Jesus performs a miracle with 5 loaves and 2 fish, feeding 5,000 people. This act reveals God's abundant provision and Jesus' compassion. We are reminded that with faith, our small offerings can make a profound difference. Trust in God's power to multiply what we give. I'm Father Bobby Thomas, a missionary priest from the Order of the Blessed Sacrament Fathers, working in Tanzania, Africa. I thank Almighty God for this wonderful opportunity to share my experience as a missionary from India, working in Africa. In my parish back in Tanzania, a Sunday Mass will go up to 2 to 3 hours with all the singing and dancing in between. A homily also may be preached up to 45 minutes. If I follow that system here, I'm sure after 1 hour, there won't be anybody left in the church. So let me try to make my homily short. I started my journey as a missionary when I was just 14 years old. I saw a heartbreaking picture of a baby boy from Sudan, Africa, trying to feed from the breast of his mother, not knowing that she had already died of hunger. I was deeply moved by that picture and then decided to become a missionary priest to serve the poor people in Africa. God blessed me. He helped me to realize my dream. At present, I am working in a remote village. I work with the poor, illiterate, physically and mentally challenged, and people with AIDS. From the international airport, it takes 18 hours in the local bus to reach my station. There is no electricity, transportation, or medical facilities. A family that has a bike is considered rich. We have no clean drinking water. Instead, we drink muddy water that is collected after walking many miles each day. Life is very different here than in the United States. I once went for shopping in the town and brought a few candies back for my kids. My dear friends, I was surprised to hear that it was their first candy ever. One day, there was a knock on my door during night. I first thought it was the robbers again. But I then saw a poor man. He asked me to help his wife to take her to the local hospital for the delivery of their child. On our way to the hospital, she gave birth to a girl, and I quickly learned how to clean a newborn child and care for both mother and baby. Another day, I was sitting in front of my rectory, and I heard the sound of some people, including our security man, bringing in an old lady. Her hands were tied up behind. I understood she was caught for stealing paddy from our field. In our village, if somebody is caught in the act of robbery, they will be tied to a tree and will be executed by the people of the village. The same will happen to this lady if I tell our security man to execute according to the law of the tribe. Kneeling down before me, she told she entered our land to collect some firewood. Then she saw paddy in our field. She collected some for her children because they were asking for rice for so many days and she had no means to provide them. In our village, rice and beans is a luxurious food. Soon I remembered my mother and the struggle she had to undergo to feed us. I gave her some more rice and beans and sent her away. That night I could not sleep. Still another day, as I was coming out of my rectory, I saw an old lady of my mother's age catching insects and eating them. She told me she did not eat anything for 2 days and she wanted some rice and beans. I started helping her with food and medicine, and she died after 2 weeks. After these 2 incidents, I prayed, "My Lord, please show me a way to help these people, to provide them food." My dear friends, if we pray earnestly, sincerely trusting the Lord, He will work for us miracles. Today, God helps us to feed 6,120 children in 13 public schools near to our mission through the generous contribution of people like you. Despite these stories, I am excited to share with you the spiritual richness of my people. They walk miles and miles to attend Sunday Mass. Some even borrow clothes from their neighbors and make sure they are dressed their best. I have celebrated Mass under the shade of trees and on hard stones, and I would say those are the most precious Masses I have ever celebrated in my priestly ministry. When we go to bed, we thank the Lord for the day in a special way because we do not know if we will be alive the next day. We always fear the attacks of robbers. Robbers have taken away all our clothes and household items many a time, and we were beaten up by them. One day, one of our priests who went for a Mass in a mission station did not come back to the rectory on time. We started searching for him, and we found him next day morning near to a dumpster. He was attacked by the robbers, and we had to take him to India for treatment. During my mission in Tanzania, I have been sick with malaria 21 times, typhoid and pneumonia on different occasions. However, I would like to live in Tanzania for the rest of my life and wish to work there and wish to die there if God wills, because it is my passion, and I forget all my worries when I see the smile on their faces when they get good food from the church and schools through our various programs. We have 9 large parishes and 87 missions, and we serve around 65,000 people through our mission work. In my parish alone, we have 6,200 families and 43 missions. With just 2 priests, our goal is to reach at least once in two months to these stations, and when we reach there, we have a number of baptisms and other sacraments taking place. During rainy season, we need to carry things for Mass on our head and pass through the rivers to reach some of the stations. At present, recently I was going through the baptism register of our parish, and my dear friends, the number of baptisms we have celebrated after we took up that parish, it is 3,492. It's a fast growing mission, and we are happy about that. At present, we are trying to reach out to the people of our villages through various programs for women, goat and chicken farms, food supply for the elderly, abandoned, and kids with HIV. We are also trying to find a solution for water scarcity through making public wells and ponds in villages for animals and human beings. We have no bank balances or savings, but God provides. On my way to celebrate Mass in a neighboring village, I saw a group of people surrounding a little girl who was about to die of a snake bite. She was bitten by a black cobra while she was sleeping under a tree, since they had no house and her mother had gone to fetch water. I anointed her and gave water from my bottle, and she died in my hands. I came back and cried before the Blessed Sacrament, "Lord, please show me a way and help me to provide shelters to these homeless people." My dear friends, God helped me to build 136 small houses for my people in my village. You will be surprised to hear that I can build a small house just with $500. It is more than enough to make a small house for homeless families, and we have made 136 so far. One day, I was supplying food kits for the elderly and abandoned in my village, and I saw a poor lady and 3 children having some sweet potatoes, and I learned that it was their only meal for the day. My dear friends, here we take things for granted, but there are millions of people who are struggling for food and clean water. I would like to ask your generous support in helping the poor people of my village. Your generosity will be a great blessing to so many poor families in the form of food, medicine, and water, and will be greatly appreciated. We assure our prayers for you and your loved ones. Please keep our missionaries and my people in your prayers. May God bless you all. Amen.